Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to keep on dancing. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. We have Maroon 5 tickets every hour, 7.05 through 5.05 on the fives, you guys. We'll give you the word and you text it to our contest line. This hour's code word is honey, H-O-N-E-Y. Take the word honey and text it to our contest line, 20357 for your chance to see Maroon 5. Honey is this hour's code word. Text it to 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to the just-announced Maroon 5 show on October 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is honey. They've just announced a new album, too. So Maroon 5 tickets all the live long day.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Oh, no.
Well, nothing definitive, but more clues, Vin. If you're internet sleuthing these days, you may have noticed that Katy Perry has rented out the house that she said she was going to raise her daughter Daisy in.
What do you mean rented it out?
She rented it to someone. She actually rented it to Chris Pratt and the Schwarzenegger that he's married to, Catherine, and their kids. Katy Perry is sparking fresh breakup rumors. She rented out the house where she and Orlando Bloom had vowed to raise their daughter. Now, this house was a huge years-long fight.
Oh, this is the one where she had to throw the old man out.
The ailing veteran.
Because this is part of her reputation damage.
Yeah. This guy agreed to sell her the house. And then he backed it off and said, nah, I want to die here. He was 85 years old. His name was Carl Westcott.
Mm-hmm.
And she took this guy to court, said, that's my house. $30 million. It's not like he couldn't afford to live anywhere else. He did not want to leave his home. And it was ugly. There were a lot of very gross sounding stories.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of houses, Katie. You know, I'm sure there's another beautiful Montecito estate for
as
you.
As much as she should have taken into account the world is watching. So that's part of the problem.
The ailing veteran being taken to court and thrown out on his ass.
Because you're right. There are other places you can live, man.
Yeah.
Back out of the deal altogether and go get something else.
Yes. Find another place to live. I get it. The place is beautiful. I'm looking at some pictures of it.
Is it lovely?
It's
epic. Really.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Was she also, somebody was in a fight over an old nunnery or something too. Was that her as well?
That's her as well.
Yeah, that's what is up with her in these houses that she can't have.
Well,
just go find one you can't have.
You're trying to, lock onto a great deal or that one thing that you don't even want to get to market.
Yeah.
You mention you like it and you're looking at it and someone says, well, we might be persuaded to. Well, how about this number? Does that persuade? I mean, that stuff happens, right?
Sure. She took an ailing veteran to court, endured a barrage of ugly headlines, and spent a fortune in legal fees to get her hands on the $30 million mansion in Montecito, and she's turned around and rented it to Chris Pratt.
Good
which
grief.
Is raising fresh questions about the state of her relationship with Orlando Bloom.
So where do they live now? Where do they live?
I don't know. I'm sure they have other houses, right? Like maybe they live in LA proper. Maybe they each have their own house, Ben. Maybe they live in Montana. I don't know. But they're not living at the house that they swore they were going to raise their kid at.
Mm. A little side note to the nunnery story.
Yeah.
It was an old convent building. But during the legal proceedings, one of the nuns died in court.
Oh, boy.
Like, that's collapsed and died.
Oh, what? Wow.
Katy Perry, what have you done?
She's a nun killer.
Yeah,
just,
I mean,
just kidding.
That's...
That's just an allegation, you know.
Is it an allegation? Or is that just the worst luck ever?
I don't need her suing me to get all her money back.
The quote from that nun before she died, not like right before she died. She didn't say this.
It wasn't her last words.
Katy Perry represents everything we don't believe in.
Isn't Katy Perry's dad a preacher?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's very proud.
The sister didn't care for her.
Let's see. It looks like Katherine Schwarzenegger and Chris Pratt recently moved into the sprawling estate in the foothills of the Santa Ynez Mountains, rental properties in Montecito. Looks like they're like $120,000 a month. Like, what?
Well,
why don't you just buy something?
Right. Well, maybe you just, we're going to try it out. We have all the money in the world. We're just going to try it out. What if we don't like it? And now we just spent $30 million on it. I mean, that is so much money to be spending on rent. Holy rental.
It's relative, though. I mean, come on.
I suppose so.
Chris Pratt money.
Right. Yep. Do the Schwarzeneggers also have all the money in the world?
I'm going to guess they've got quite a bit as well. Yeah.
They're fine. So. I'm sure they. And maybe she only rented it for $100,000. I don't know. Oprah Winfrey lives there. Gwyneth Paltrow lives there. Didn't Ellen and Portia live in Montecito as well? Or maybe they lived in Ojai or something.
I don't remember that one, but they're now in England, right?
They are. You know, there was a story about them. I guess they've got sheep and stuff. They've got a whole farm going on over there. But they, I don't know, don't have sheep pens, I guess, because the door was left open in their house and all the sheep came in. And sheep will eat all your rugs and stuff, apparently. I don't know. They were just trying to shoo them out. Come on, out you go, guys.
I the fall that she had is shocking, really. Mm-hmm. I honestly, I know that it got out there that she's just a toxic work environment for Ellen
mean.
And that she was mean. But she kind of took right over where Rosie O'Donnell left. Right. And then, and both of them don't really have great after their success.
No.
PR. Yikes.
Harry and Meghan also live in Montecito. You'd have some good neighbors there. It'd be a fun block party, you know.
Speaking
I'm sure they'd all
Ellen,
attend.
You saw the story, right? The Margaret Cho story?
Oh, Margaret Cho was saying that she was
saying
mean
that she
to
was
her
mean to her for
career,
years. Yeah, like was just really mean to her. And yeah.
Well...
Yeah, it's terrible.
Are in a bad mood all the time, you know. Wow, she's so
like
mean.
My instinct was, well, I'm sure Ellen's just trying to do a show. Like everybody relax. Like right. You know, there's pressure on people who have to get on mic. Like now, you're on.
Yeah.
But then people wrote in and went, "You don't know what you're talking about. She's awful." And I just went, "Okay, well, I don't know her. You're right. So yep. I can't defend her. I don't know why I am."
Yeah. Well, it's hard to believe. That's why. Like I was like, "No, not Ellen. She's so sweet." She still seems sweet in all the videos she puts up. Anyway, there's a... You want to see a picture of this house? It's
sure.
Like... It's
this
just,
is the one she stole from the old
this
guy.
This is the one she stole from the old guy. That Chris Pratt.
$30 million for that?
$30 million.
That's not that great.
Oh, you don't think? Listen, that's just a very small part of that house. That's just the part... That's just, you know, showing you the view and the lawn and the...
Well, there's give me like, another view because
oh, I don't
that's
know if
not
there,
that rad.
I don't think there are any other views of it. You see. Well,
that doesn't look that great. 30 million?
Oh, I thought it looked really pretty.
What?
Oh, here's some pictures.
All right.
Here's the kitchen.
Oh, the kitchen?
The kitchen. Oh, who doesn't want to see the kitchen?
I don't.
Oh, the kitchen's fantastic.
The kitchen is nice, though.
Fantastic.
$30 million?
Oh, look at the Blackwood floors.
The old man lived in that place.
Yep, old man lived in that place. Yep, no, no more. Oh, there's the front entrance, looks like.
Well, they've got pergolas.
And a pool. And a lawn.
Was that right? Are those pergolas?
It's an arch.
Oh, fudge.
Like an arbor, I guess. Is that what those are called?
I don't know. I just called it a pergola.
Oh, there is a pergola in this picture.
Oh.
It's not the arch.
That's not what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's this thing over the carport.
No, I like this. What's this? That's just arch.
Just the arch, I guess? I don't know. Very pretty, though. They have bougainvillea, like, arching over their walkway up to the house. It's a very ranch-style house. Like, it is all, seems to be all one level and very sprawling. So I guess that's... It spreads out instead of spreads up. Like, you know what I thought was the worst house recently in like recent star real estate memory is the J-Lo Ben Affleck house. They bought this house. It was a big white house. And it was just a big box. And it looked like an office building. Like, it just really wasn't. I'm sure it had a lovely backyard and everything. And I only saw like overheads, but it had like a big guest house above a huge garage, and then across the motor court or whatever, there was just this big box of a house. I thought, oh, I'm sure it's very nice inside. There it is. Oh yeah, it's got a good pool, but the house itself is just so like.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, you like that?
I like that. That I'll buy for $30 million. That other
well,
thing.
Well, that one's going to cost you $60 million.
Oh, okay. Well, but still, like that looks like a giant mansion.
Ugh.
The other thing looks like a one-story, you know.
I like the one that's sprawling around in Montecito. I thought it looked nestled into the surroundings, where that one just looks like, I don't know, a scar on the side of a mountain. Orlando Bloom thought that, this is just tabloid trash, but here it is. Just while we're on the Katie and Orlando thing. Orlando Bloom thought Katy Perry's space trip was embarrassing.
So did everybody.
I don't know why he would ever say this to anybody, though, unless he's just grousing at a table in a restaurant with a close friend and everyone around's got their recorder out. Some source says, he told her the whole thing looked ridiculous. He said it was cringeworthy, embarrassing. Orlando has reportedly been frustrated with a lot of Katie's career decisions lately, like working with Dr. Luke on her new album, 143, and the fact that the album and ensuing tour have both received an underwhelming response. And he's been frustrated with that. The source says he's been concerned about her and trying to get her to slow down, and she refuses to do it. Now she's angry that he's going to the wedding of her space buddy, Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos, solo, while she's out on tour. Katie feels like they're her friends more than his. She feels like it's an F you to her from him, to her from him. Speaking of... Venice is coming in on the FU side. They took a gigantic, they printed out this huge, I don't even know what to call this. It's like a, it looks like parachute.
Are we talking about Italy?
We're talking about Venice, Italy.
Okay.
Which is where part of the wedding for Jeff Bezos is happening. So that is, we're looking at an overhead of, I think it's called St. Mark's Square. And if you scroll down further in that story, there's actually, it's backed out. There it is. So it's this very old, very stately building, and in the middle there's a picture of Jeff Bezos's head sticking up from the bottom. It says, if you can rent Venice for your wedding, you can pay more tax. And then it's him going ha 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 down at the bottom. So everybody's,
well, we're all agreed,
yes,
pay more tax,
pay more
Bezos.
Tax everybody would be a lot more happy with the billionaires. By the way, the people behind this banner are apparently from an organization called Everyone Hates Elon.
Oh, but they also like the, they also, they don't,
they
like
don't
the
like,
other guy.
Jeff Bezos right. either. Also, Greenpeace is involved.
I knew someone that worked for Greenpeace, and she also did some other charities. And they did stunts. That was their thing.
Get like, yourself out in front.
Like, that was the thing. They were, it almost felt like they were doing radio bits. Their thing was, we've got to make a big splash.
Mm. It is sort of funny to think that there's an organization that named itself Everybody, Everyone Hates Elon. It's like, oh, that's, tell me more. Love to hear about your organization. Next up, here's the Barbra Streisand story I was telling you about.
How's Babs doing?
She's mad, and she's not going to take it anymore. Mm. Yeah. You've maybe heard by now, Owen Wilson was talking about it recently. There's going to be another Meet the Parents, a fourth one.
Was Owen Wilson in the first ones?
Apparently, yes.
Oh.
I don't know if he was in the very first one, but this would be the fourth one.
Meet the Parents. There's is that?
Then it's Meet the Fockers, and yeah. Then there's Little Fockers, and then now there's going to be a fourth Meet the Parents movie.
Okay.
So Barbra Streisand is saying, I'd like to skip that. She said, oh my God, they'd have to pay me a lot of money because I didn't get paid what the other people got paid, and I'm pissed off.
Oh.
That's her quote. Like, what? So Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Owen Wilson, they're all returning. That they're apparently confirmed, along with the addition of Ariana Grande. Barbra Streisand said, I was in the time when women were getting paid less than the men. The head of Universal was Ron Meyer at the time. He actually sent me a bonus check. It was very sweet. She starred in...
Just send her some money and get on her good side, her for God's sakes,
oh,
man.
Oh, look, a check. Fantastic.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
She played Roz. Last name. But I feel like I've pushed my luck. To get an idea of her pay, according to a 2011 report, she was paid $7 million for Little F Words. And that was the second one that she did. Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro each earned how much?
$10 million.
$20 million a piece. Woo! Like what kind of budget did this movie have? Dustin Hoffman was in that one. He got $7.5 million. So she was extra pissed. Even Hoffman got more than I did. So now it's time for a mini game.
Okay.
Because I was like, I got to look this up. What is everybody worth here? I just want you to tell me who's worth the most. I'm going to give you five names.
All right.
Some of them are random, one of them especially. Who's worth the most? Barbra Streisand, Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, or John Bon Jovi? I just threw John Bon Jovi
in there.
I'm
going to say Barbra Streisand.
What was the... Just...
Barbra Streisand, Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, or John Bon Jovi?
I'm going to say Ben Stiller.
It's John Bon Jovi. That's why I put him in there.
Oh, what are you doing?
Because I couldn't believe that John Bon Jovi was...
All right, get him out of there now. Who's the winner?
All right. Barbra Streisand, Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman. What did you say?
I said Ben Stiller.
Yeah, you lose hard. Actually, it's probably Robert De Niro is what they say. They estimate that Barbra Streisand is worth about $510 million.
Now, see, I'm going to tell you, but the thought behind that is she did music, she did Broadway, and she did movies.
Yes.
She directed.
Yes.
And you're telling me somehow, well, I mean, I guess she just got done saying it. She's been paid less than the men get, yeah. But that's surprising to me that,
they say
that De Niro's
worth
got more.
About 500, well, not much more. I mean, and here's the thing. When you look up people's net worth, like I'm going to give you half a point because it's possible. They say he's worth between 500 and 520. So I'm going to give you half a point.
I would, you know, never bet my house. But if I had to bet my house, I would have bet it on Babs for sure.
I can't believe 510 million, but I don't know why I'm so surprised by it. John Bon Jovi, for the record, worth about $540 million. So just edges them on. How is he worth that much?
And De Niro, while considered one of our greatest actors,
right.
He's a dude who took a lot of junk jobs.
He did. In fact, I felt like he had some divorce yes. stuff and lost some money, but now they say he's up over $500 million.
That's why I didn't pick him, because he had some
yeah.
problems with his money, and he said later that's why he took all those roles.
He was like, this because, pays.
Oh,
because
yeah. he had to
analyze
get...
this, analyze that, yeah. all the Meet the Family. The
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Right. He was like, yeah, you know what I get? Paid. He got $20 million for doing the Meet the Parents movies. Ben Stiller's worth about $200 million. What do you think Dustin Hoffman's worth? More or less than Ben Stiller?
I'm going to say less.
Me too.
Yeah, he's worth about $100 million. Still, he's fine. He'll eat.
You do find out if you read about these guys. Pacino's another one that he did not handle his money well and found himself taking jobs to pay the bills because he wasn't nearly as rich as he thought he was.
Yeah. Sometimes you find that out and you go, hey, what's a big idea?
I don't know that how you don't know that, but okay.
Because someone else is handling your money. And yeah, that can be part of the problem.
I'm checking that stuff regularly.
We did a thing today that I think, did you put this up at the Facebook page or on Instagram? All right. So Scarlett Johansson is in the new Jurassic World. Whatever it's called, that might be the name of it. Not positive. Scarlett Johansson, her co-star is Jonathan Bailey. Now, Jonathan Bailey, you might know as the handsome dude in Wicked. And you might know him from Bridgerton.
He is handsome.
So he is handsome, very handsome. He's also very out. He is a gay man and loud and proud. So Scarlett Johansson has kissed him on the mouth a few times. And one time, you know, everyone's going crazy. She kissed this guy right in front of Colin Jost. It's like, well, they're friends. And
she's a hands on the face gal.
She is not only a hands on the face gal, she's a hands in the same place on the face gal. And he is, his body language is, I'm not going to touch you.
Yeah, he's putting his arms around without touching.
His hands are in the same position in both of these. They're just fully.
That is what brothers and or brothers and sisters do when forced to take photos together on family trips. I have a picture of me, I think it's in Monterey, where my arm is clearly, it's hovering and not touching my little brother's shoulder in the photo. I'm like, oh my God, we were just, you know, family trips. Can't stand each other after about one day.
Well, these two, they clearly like each other, but he reaches his arms out and his hands are curled around her, but they are inches from her.
They are not touching.
They are in the exact same position in both of these photos. It's just uncanny. I was like, is this the same picture? And I looked back, it's both are in the same story. So we put these up somewhere, yeah?
Yeah, on the Facebook page.
So he's the star of this new movie.
He and she are co-stars in the new Jurassic Park World, whatever it's called. But I just thought it was so funny. And the story is that everyone's mad at her for kissing her friend in front of her husband. And I don't know if anyone like called her on it, but.
And is she saying he's gay? What's the problem?
Even if he wasn't, I suppose she could kiss him on the mouth. I mean, and here's the thing. We're catching a still where their mouths are touching. That was probably just a quick kiss. Like, oh, mwah. It was so fun working together.
Well, John doesn't want you talking to the random dude next to you at a concert. So is he really going to let Maddie full mouth kiss you like hello and goodbye each time you see each other?
Yeah, don't do that in front of John. Okay. Apparently, he's very jealous. He knows about the gold mine, so.
I'll try.
Yeah, thank you.
Can't control myself.
Oh, Jurassic World Rebirth is the name of it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Colin Jost is standing next to ScarJo, just looking doughy. He's the doughiest looking guy.
What do you mean?
He's doughy looking. Which part of that don't you?
What define doughy looking?
Like, I don't know, his cheeks kind of melt into his neck. All his features seem to be engulfed in flesh. He's doughy looking. He does seem very
well,
nice,
thanks
though.
For making it clear to me. I appreciate that.
Do you want to see the picture and see if you can figure out what I'm talking about?
What do you mean? He's doughy looking. Repeat it. I got you now.
He's pretty doughy. There he is.
He's handsome. He's just not a...
He's just doughy.
I like him.
I like him too. There's nothing wrong with doughy guys. Don't get so upset about it. Compared to Jonathan Bailey.
What?
He's hot.
Who's hot?
Jonathan Bailey.
Compared to Colin Jost.
Yeah.
Not hot.
Not that hot. Funny, though. Funny. You know, funny goes a long way. Clearly.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, all right, what do you got coming up,
The man? Next divorce story is these two then, right?
Colin and ScarJo?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I hope not.
It sounds like you're getting us ready.
I'm not. She wasn't macking on that Glenn Powell guy. Maybe that would be a tell.
Do you wait to eat or not after these?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, our whole show. Whenever you have a chance. Let's do it now. Okay. Sarah and Vinny, full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Yard full of gopher mounds?
Yeah.
ATCO Pest Control gets it. And they got your back. Mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off gopher or mole treatments this month. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That's atcopestcontrol.com. While we're handling station business, I may or may not have properly heard that it's our own Lindsay's birthday today.
Oh,
happy
Lindsay.
Birthday, Lindsay.
Happy
Is
birthday.
Is it your birthday today? Kieran had hers just the other day, and now we got Lindsay's. Well, either way, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lindsay. I don't know if she's, I don't think we're playing in the hallway
not,
there.
She's not out there. Yeah. She doesn't even hear us. Oh, well.
Happy birthday.
There's a lot of people behind the scenes that do a lot of hard work. She's one of them.
Yep.
We love Lindsay. Anyway, still overcast here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9. Morning clouds, but sun most places today with a high in the upper 70s.
Sounds like perfection.
So I was just in the bathroom.
Yes.
And I got to talking to one of the boys down the hall.
The guys who never stop talking about sports, even when they're not on the air, they're just constantly talking
about
it.
He actually talked about non-sport type subject. And I went, you know what? I bet you Maddie's seen this. Have you seen Karen Reed's story? It's called The Trial of Karen Reed.
Yes.
You've seen it?
Yes, I did watch it.
And what do you think? She's guilty or not guilty? This is a lady who ran over a policeman.
There was a lot of evidence afterwards that pointed to her not being guilty. She was definitely drunk driving, and she got arrested, and they did find her for that. I think she probably she might have done it. Yeah. Based on
she got let go.
Yeah, she's like, off. Yeah.
Well, they're saying she was framed. That he was, you know, that he might have been killed by another police officer.
Apparently it was really snowy, and it's possible that she was wasted.
Like they went through all the drinks that they had that day.
Oh boy!
And like they were loaded, so she was driving like, you know,
but it was
blackout drunk probably.
Oh,
so
that's wonderful.
She might have done
that
it, not even known
so
it.
Safe,
but I don't know. The evidence that came out later pointed towards maybe she might have been framed. So,
but you say she did it
based on that documentary.
Oh,
I think she did it and just blacked out. I don't think she did it on purpose. I think it was an accident.
And has no memory of it.
And just didn't. And
okay.
Yeah. That's what I
got to watch that. He made it sound like he's like, what do you have to say about it? And I go, I don't know. Let me see what Maddie has to say about it. Yeah. He didn't want to say. He said, I want to talk to you about it. And I went, all right.
Well, I'll go in the crapper later and
chat him up.
Chat him up.
My sister-in-law is so into that story. Like,
was huge up in around the Boston area because he was a Boston cop.
And she has been following it and posting it. Like, you know how sometimes people send you a text?
Is this Linda?
No, it's Kathy.
Oh, Kathy.
Kathy. His oldest sister. You know how sometimes people will post something that's so long that text you that? She texts it to this thread of people. There's so many people on this thread. There's a bunch of them are just phone numbers. I'm like, I don't know who. I never respond to that thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know these people. I don't want to know these people. Like, and Kathy is just going off so hardcore. Like, you have to scroll and scroll and scroll to get to the bottom of things. She's been going off about the Karen Reed thing all this time.
What's Kathy think?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm like,
text her back and say, hey, we need to get your verdict on Karen Reed, guilty or not.
I can open my text and read you her. All right, hold on. Let me see what she did.
Sheesh, that's, I mean.
She's more of an insider.
I think Shasky wants to know her opinion, not mine. What do I know?
Hang
I
wasn't, on a second.
I'm not even.
But they're not
kind of familiar with it.
I think the documentarians decided not to do a follow-up with the new trial, but I'm sure there will be a follow-up.
Oh, so they're doing a retrial.
They did it already.
Oh,
she was found not guilty.
She was found not guilty in the second trial. Okay, good.
Here we go. This was last Wednesday at noon. Karen Reed found not guilty. Great day for justice. Who knows? She may have done it, but prosecutors needed more evidence. Unfortunately, but this is all one sentence, by the way. And it goes on and on and on. Like,
she may have done it, but it's a great day for justice.
Oh my goodness.
It's unbelievable.
I'm looking at this text. It is one run-on sentence for a full page on your phone.
Oh my God. Oh. She's like going on and on about the crime scene. You got to cordon that off. And you got to... Like, okay, all right. So I just stopped reading it. I'm like, oh, it looks like she's happy, I guess. Back to you, Van.
What's the most awkward thing that happens when you're at a restaurant? Someone accidentally spitting a piece of food across the table while speaking? Someone confidently mispronouncing quesadilla?
Oh.
What about when someone has their food and someone else doesn't? Like your friend's food arrives before yours does, so you immediately tell them to start. That happened to us. There's this place we go. We took Nona the other night. I think it was Saturday night. We all went out to eat, and we love the place.
Yeah.
But Christina's food was put in front of her, and we all went, you should eat.
Eat it while taught.
And she was like, I'll wait. Mm. And then she went, and we were like, just eat. You're being ridiculous. Don't sneak it. Just, come on.
Yeah. That to me is a problem. That's a restaurant problem. Like, don't bring out one person's food. Just don't do it.
Well, but what about if it's finished and hot and that's the best time to hand it to the person who's going to eat it?
Then your kitchen is not timing itself well. Like, that is...
That I agree with, but... Here we are.
Yeah, you don't. I would not start eating if everyone wasn't served at the table.
You wouldn't.
The rule is, if it's cold food, you wait. If it's hot food, you eat.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I just wouldn't do it. I would be uncomfortable being the only one eating. And it's a good reason to get table fries. Just like, get some fries, bring those right out, and then everyone can be. Then you could start eating because everyone is eating.
Well, in the case that I'm talking about, we all did have salads, so there was some food put out.
Okay, so people had eaten,
but
no one's starving.
It really did feel like, yeah, you should eat. Stop it. Don't even kind of, you know, pretend to wait, even though I know you're hungry and that food is hot. It's how you should eat it.
Yeah. Well, they should. That's annoying. And I get it. There's five different, completely different orders that are coming to a table.
In a survey of 625 people across 91 countries.
Okay, 91 countries. What is the consensus? Do you wait or do you just start eating?
91% reported that waiting for the others to receive their food before eating is expected in their culture.
Mm.
91% of 91 countries say you wait.
Wow.
You wait.
Yeah, I think you try to wait.
When you're the person with the food in front of you, you might feel uncomfortable about being watched while eating.
Yeah.
Guilty about seeming inconsiderate or anxious about appearing rude. So it's easy to follow the norm and wait.
Just wait. Just don't even look at it.
I would like to say, if you're out to eat with me, eat your food.
Yeah.
Eat. We've all had some bites. There was a bread. There was some salad. The
right. No one's
came.
Starving to death.
It's fine.
No
eat
one's drooling yeah. over your food.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But
have you ever had somebody get their food put down on the table in front of them and then 10 more minutes come by before everybody's?
Yeah, that's not right. That's what I'm saying. It's not right. I get that you're saying it's on the restaurant. Okay. But the person who's just paid $45 for an entree. Entree, whatever.
Entree.
You know, I mean, that's like, eat that.
Yeah.
And we're family. Like, you know, this isn't a job interview.
Right.
Just
that's
eat your
true.
Food.
If I was on a job interview, I definitely would not eat.
Well, you know what I mean. I do. Some kind of formal setting, a date.
Well,
or
like on a date. Yeah.
On a date, definitely not. Unless you're like, let me cut you a bite. And then I can take a bite.
Well, that's one way to handle it.
It's nice when there's fries on the plate or something. You know, I'm always going to those high-end places that are loaded with fries.
You and your dinner fries.
You are a fan of the table fries.
I like it. I like the table cake. Get a pancake everybody can eat because nobody can eat a whole pancake at a restaurant. They're so huge. I'm like, table cakes and table fries. Get those going.
Okay.
And then everybody's got something to eat then.
All right. Well, didn't everybody order food anyway?
Yeah, but here's some fries.
Okay.
You're not going to eat any?
I'm going to pass.
I feel like you're going
to. I'd like to pass if I could. Can I mean, you're
you?
Making them look pretty good.
I guess the question
good.
Is, can I mean,
that's,
you?
That's the problem now, isn't it?
My food's here. Yours isn't. Have some fries.
Now obsolete skills that adults born before the 90s won't forget, even though there's no use for you.
Oh, let's.
I mean, no use for them.
For
Sorry.
The skills, right. Not you. You're still useful.
Loading a 35 millimeter camera and even developing film. Yeah, there's the film. Cash register, the film register at
like a CVS,
Walgreens,
or something.
Is now just the backup register.
Yep.
No one goes to those things.
I don't think they do. I mean, can you even buy a roll of films? Remember, you'd have to go buy film and then you'd have to go drop the film off and they have to go get your pictures and they have to go through them and they'd all suck because you didn't get to take 50 pictures of the same thing.
Now obsolete skills. That make you no longer needed. I mean, that you no longer need. Driving a stick shift.
Oh.
Making a weed pipe out of a Coke can.
Sometimes you still need
that.
Yeah,
you still gotta do that. Yeah. Or an apple.
Once in a while. Yeah, apple. Apple pipe.
You still need that, huh?
You might. I have to say, I've definitely made one of those in the last decade.
Singing all the lyrics to Library Card from Arthur.
I have no idea what the
library
about.
Card song from Arthur.
Arthur the movie?
Yeah.
Arthur the movie?
Yeah.
Or Arthur the PBS character.
Right.
I think they're talking
Look
about Arthur.
I want to hear
Dudley
that.
Moore, the movie Arthur, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that Liza Minnelli and Dudley Moore?
I believe so.
Library Card.
But there is a PBS character, Arthur.
Oh, it is from Arthur.
Which one?
It's from, sorry.
We get it. We know it's from Arthur.
It's from the PBS Kids thing.
Oh, what?
Oh, it's from the Kids thing. Okay.
Can we hear it?
I don't know this PBS Arthur.
This is it, huh?
I don't know this.
He's walking with a library card in his hand and everybody's following him. It's a big group effort.
Do you know this? Anybody?
I feel like I've never heard this. Come on inside. We've got everything.
making brown paper bag book covers for school books.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I could do that so good.
I could, too. And I loved doing it. And when you start the year with the fresh book and then, mm-hmm. you know, the end would start ripping and you'd have writing all over it. And God, I loved that.
Now obsolete skills that adults born before the 90s won't forget, but no longer have a use for. Writing a check, milking a cow.
Oh.
You've milked cows.
I have.
You were good at it.
No, I wasn't.
No, I heard you were.
No, I wasn't. And pretty actually, sure. I milked way more goats than I milked cows.
And you used to drink right from the teat, right?
We would squirt it into each other's mouths.
You done that?
I've done cows, never. I haven't done goats.
Hot milk. Wait. Hot, creamy milk squirted into your mouth.
You've had fresh milk from the teat.
I've milked a cow. I've never milked a goat. And I have had hot, fresh.
You've had it, so someone has taken a cow milk. And squeezed
right in my mouth.
Yeah. And you lay on your belly underneath?
No,
or what do you,
no,
what do you
no.
mean?
You just aim the teat.
And you just go.
Yeah, you can totally have milk wars.
Milk wars.
You can. Your uncle gets mad, though. We don't need just milk. What are you doing? Like, I don't know. We're having fun. We're
drunkle. Is this Drunkle Peter?
Drunkle Peter.
Jeez, Drunkle.
He wasn't drunk that time of day. Just in a bad mood waiting for his first drink, I guess.
Milking a cow, which, you know, this reporter does not know how to do. Pinning a diaper on a baby without sticking them with the pin.
Oh, no, I never had to
I
do
don't
that.
Know.
I feel like that's even before our time.
Also, someone joked, I have Jenny's number memorized.
Oh, everybody, 867-5309.
Right.
We got your number, Jenny. No area code, though. It's an invalid number now.
Oh, good point.
Mm.
More than one in four Americans feel they need to make $150K or more to live comfortably. And I would say, yeah. In the Bay Area? I don't know how you could, you know. My wife and I both do pretty well, and we're still not, like, rolling in it. Mm. We absolutely are on a budget. And we do well. Mm. But that's the Bay Area. Hello.
Yep.
Oh, this is back to the heat wave. So there's a huge heat wave through the middle of the country. There's a heat dome. They're talking about how some people are covering up to keep from burning. This is the latest story. The perfect drink for a heat wave is milk.
Really? That's what they say?
A doctor in the UK is trending because she said milk is the perfect drink for hot weather. It's 87% water, but it takes longer to digest because of the sugar, protein, and fat. So it keeps you hydrated longer than water does.
Really?
And milk is known to be what you take or what you drink when you eat something hot,
mm-hmm.
which is another,
yeah.
you know.
Every race I ever ran, triathlon or run, always finished with chocolate milk. That was first thing across the finish line, chocolate milk.
Everyone or just you?
I have seen that. Not a lot. I mean, I did it every time, but a lot of people do it. Yeah,
I have seen that
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk?
Or just, yeah.
Just milk?
Just chocolate milk. Because
we get the sugar and stuff too. Mm-hmm. You need all that after.
And it tastes really good. I mean, yeah. chocolate milk. Who can say no to that?
Right. Yeah. True.
And then a Guinness. That's how I finished.
Did you used to do that? Like you'd get Hershey's and squirt it into milk and then stir it up?
Mm-hmm.
Still do.
Or that powdered Quick?
You still?
Yeah.
You still make chocolate milk?
I still
milk?
Make chocolate milk. Yeah.
What?
You have
that?
A thing
Why is that so weird?
Because you're not even running races
up?
Anymore.
I don't know.
And you're,
no,
I mean,
but I like a little
for
glass of chocolate milk once in a while.
When's the last time you had a glass of chocolate milk?
Probably about 3 weeks ago.
Oh!
Yeah.
What do you use, syrup or powder?
I use the Hershey syrup.
Oh. You heat it up, make it all.
No, I just like a nice cold glass of chocolate milk.
I do love a glass of milk. I never drink a glass of milk anymore. I grew up, you know. You just drank a big glass
I
of milk.
I remember you saying it. You still drank milk when we started working together.
You know what? If I'm having spaghetti and meatballs, I will pour myself an ice cold glass of milk. But mostly now, I only use it in my coffee. Or cereal, I guess. Put it in cereal.
You guys are so silly. Arthur the movie. LOL.
I don't even know what this
other thing is. I had no idea. I assumed it was Dudley Moore.
I only remember that Arthur character from my kids when they were little that used to come on PBS. I always
They
mixed
say
up with
Arthur
Caillou.
The aardvark? Is that
yeah,
dude?
He's an aardvark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness.
I still drive a truck with a manual transmission. No one's stealing that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
they'd
I
look
guess
at
not.
It and go, boy, there seems to be a lot of levers in there. I used to love driving a manual. My Camaro was manual.
Yeah, that pickup truck that I sold, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, that was a manual. Yeah. I loved it.
The last time we drove one, they only had manual transmissions when we rented a car in Ireland. Only manual. And so you had to drive it left-handed.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, well, sick for John. It was hard because it's still the same. You want to just go first, second, third, fourth. And you had to go first, second. You had to. It was regular, set up regular. And it was just so weird because he's driving and trying, you know, he's on the right-hand side of the road. That is what it is. No, left-hand side of the road. I don't know.
But John's a badass. I'm sure he was awesome at it.
Wait, there was some screaming a few times.
By you.
All of us. Ah, we're the wrong lane! Ah! It's a lot of that. That was hairball.
Margaret Cho opened for Ellen when they were both upcoming stand-ups, and yet whenever Cho did her show, she said Ellen would greet her like they had never met.
Mm. Really? That's rude. Although sometimes people don't remember anybody. So maybe that's Ellen. Maybe that's why everyone thinks she's so mean, because she's like, I've met her 50 times.
You can't dismiss it as being a bad mood when after years of knowing and even sharing the stage with Margaret Cho, she then pretended not to know her.
Mm. Ah. Maybe Margaret just had like different hair and, you know, did her makeup different. She was like, I don't know who that is.
Margaret's kind of unforgettable, though.
She's pretty well known. I mean, that's I'm surprised. But, you know, there's weird competition. I'll tell you something. Watching young people now come up, I'm watching my kid. The way that people encouraged and supported her is almost heartbreaking. Like, kids support each other.
Yeah.
They're all fed this, you know, mental health and take care of one another and look after each other. She got after her performance, you crushed it. You were the star of the first night. I'm like, these are the people who want her job next tryouts, but they're fully supporting each other. I was like really surprised. I expect more of the Margaret Cho, Ellen DeGeneres kind of like catty.
Right. Like, oh yeah, you were so good.
This is my stage. Mm. Whatever.
Out of my way.
You know, like that's...
Stop upstaging.
It's a cutthroat business.
Yeah,
here's these
it
kids
is.
Fully supporting each other. I'm like, good for you guys. Very nice.
Way to be well-adjusted. Whatever.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Miley is a meanie. Maybe. Plus, Maroon 5 tickets.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.